WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 45th season of Opus begins this September, and officials announced the events coming to the Steppin' Out season yesterday.
People are saying this is the best one ever. Now, they say that a lot, so I think people are ready for a new season, and they really like the Broadway lineup, and there's a lot of family-friendly things this year.
Executive Director Ann Black says the lineup of main stage performances includes 7 events, bookended by Kinky Boots and Chicago. But one of the 2 special events is what they're most excited about.
I think people are very excited about the Beach Boys.
Black says the season also includes 6 events in the Intimate Gathering series. The entire lineup is online at WTAW.com. The longest-serving administrator of Blinn College's Bryan campus has died. Barbara Pearson served as a vice president from 1995 until her retirement in 2012. She started at Blinn as a history teacher in 1973 and later managed the Bryan campus bookstore and was an academic advisor. After that, she spent 4 years as the Bryan campus director when classes were held in the former Townshire Shopping Center on Texas Avenue. Visitation is Friday from 5:30 until 8:30, and services are Saturday afternoon at 1, both at the Hillier Funeral Home and College Station. A College Station man sentenced to prison for arson and possessing illegal drugs 11 years ago returned to jail following a crash early yesterday morning that killed a motorcyclist.
36-year-old Andrew Gadilla was arrested for DWI at the prior conviction and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to College Station police, when Gadilla pulled out of the Days Inn parking lot, the motorcyclist rear-ended his truck. The name of the 22-year-old motorcyclist has not been released. According to online records, Gadilla was out of jail on bond following his arrest in February by DPS trooper for DWI with a blood alcohol level of at least 0.15. No trial date's been set on the misdemeanor. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office has released the identity of someone they're looking for in the death of a local man early yesterday morning. 28-year-old Matthew Brown is described as a person of interest in the death of 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the two knew each other and that Goodman's death followed an undisclosed altercation outside the home of a third person north of Bryan. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. A photo of Brown is online at WTAW.com. For decades, a familiar face at Brazos County Commissioner's Court meetings made his final appearance yesterday. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard watched the meeting from public seating wearing jeans and a polo shirt as he said his final goodbyes.
The most important thing about our job is we represent all of Brazos County. And so occasionally there's going to be some tough issues where you have to counsel elected officials or department heads that what they suggest is perhaps not in the best interest of Brazos County.
After 27 years with Brazos County, Ballard's retirement lasted about a week. Tomorrow, he starts a similar position with Kendall County based in Burney. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctor's. At UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
It's the Green Tag event at Sioux Falls Prater, where you're able to get a great deal on all John Deere equipment. Find an outstanding deal on the John Deere 25 horsepower four-wheel drive 3025E tractor, complete with a John Deere loader, Frontier box blade, and rotary cutter plus 20-foot trailer, all for under 21 grand. That means you're able to handle everyday chores without compromise. Plus, it's backed by our 6-year powertrain warranty. Get details at cptractor.com. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sunshine at times today. Other times we're dealing with quite a bit of cloudiness. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this afternoon. Temperatures today, 85 to 90 degrees. Clouds tonight, the risk of some showers and storms, 70 to 75 overnight. Showers and thunderstorms are still possible into tomorrow, 85. By Friday, we're partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or storm and a high of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the trip to OKC as the ladies get ready to face Florida in the College World Series. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Texas A&M athletic director Scott Woodward and his comments on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday. Meanwhile, the Rangers bounced back with a win over the Rays, and the Stros extended their win streak and their league-leading record. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You know, it's been 30 years ago since I've even noticed this kind of market, but I wonder, what is the market like for sports cards now, those collectible cards?
Is that
a deal?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, for a while it was, and of course, we grew up with baseball cards. When I was a young
right.
kid,
yeah.
you could buy them for, I don't know, a nickel, and it had like five cards in this little placard of gum.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, plastic bubble gum.
But
yeah.
you got it. For the cards.
Well, now it's Pokemon cards.
Yeah. So, you know, Tops, I guess. And
Tops,
they, yeah. And it became a deal, but I think it's kind of on the way. And I know there are probably still some card companies out there.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think collectors probably still keep an eye out for special ones.
That's
but...
it. With that in mind, the owner of the Mile High Card Club in Denver got a call recently from a guy who said, "Hello, I have some unopened full boxes and almost full boxes from the 1950s and 60s, and I'm considering having an auction." The guy was referring to a box containing 24 unopened packs of 1948 baseball cards.
Wow.
Likely worth $500,000. President of the Mile High Card Club company politely asked for specifics. The caller revealed that he had had the boxes of early 1960s Tops and Fleer, that was the other one,
yeah.
Football, 1959 Fleer Ted Williams, and many other sealed packs. They all had been found in his 90-year-old aunt's attic in Tennessee after his uncle passed away.
Mm.
For more than half a century, the uncle had kept packs untouched in old beer box. Almost as old as the cards themselves.
Wow. Uncle Jim.
Well, yeah.
Coming in strong.
Oh, man. There was also a 1961 Fleer basketball unopened box of wax packs. Probably contained rookie cards from people like Wilt Chamberlain. Rookie cards.
Wow.
Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson. They're going to auction it off. That's,
cool.
Yeah. That's
super cool.
Kind
payday.
Of fun. For those people, yes. And again, maybe $500,000. So... one more reason for you to be mad because your mom threw all your stuff away.
Yep.
Well, you wonder. You go back and look at that kind of stuff. Those odd little deals that
happen.
I still
don't think I had anything valuable.
Well, again, and that's the healthy way to look at it, certainly. But beyond sports cards, there are always just little gadgets out there. And I can remember, I guess, just about the time I was starting to be able to drive a car, Gulf Oil Company, I know that's kind of quaint, it was actually called Gulf Gas, okay?
Okay.
And the one that the one nearest my house was at the old South Side in College Station,
mm-hmm.
and it's where there's I think it's a Chevron station right there at the corner right now. But it used to be a Gulf Gas station. A guy named Charles Burley ran it, and Gulf's slogan at that time was "Put a kick in your tank with Gulf gasoline."
Okay.
And they had these two orange. Plastic horseshoes
uh-huh.
that they would give away. And they had a little sticky thing on them, and you'd peel off the tape and you peel off the backing, and you could stick it. The idea was to stick that on the side of your car.
Okay.
Huh.
to show that you were using Gulf gasoline.
Right.
Which is kind of a neat deal. Anyway, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, what if you'd kept something like that? And I guess that's what Pawn Stars is all about. You know,
yeah.
People come
right.
in with these random things that they've kept or their parents kept, and they were able to make not nearly what it was worth.
You know, yeah. Hess is a gasoline company,
yes, uh-huh.
up, you know, more popular up in the Northeast,
right.
I guess, at least. And so Hess comes out with a new, I guess, vehicle or some kind of, toy every
right.
year.
Okay.
And so my brother started getting them when he was born. And so
they're like
one
matchbox
year,
car.
No, they're larger.
Larger.
And
okay.
so, you know, one year it was, maybe like an 18-wheeler gas truck. But
okay.
another year it was like an airplane, but they're always Hess branded.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, he keeps those, obviously, but you always wonder, like, if that'll ever actually be worth anything.
But
yeah.
that's the deal. If you just, if you're willing, and it takes a mindset to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
It really
oh,
does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had my toys and stuff that I'm sure were maybe valuable nowadays or whatever, but I played with them too much when I was a kid, so
well,
there's no
way.
Well,
that's true, too. Yeah, it usually is the case in where, like, a relative starts, you know, collecting for you. Almost.
Yes.
Like, these
yeah.
Hess toys. Like, Will would kind of play with them a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, you know, they were meant to be collector's items,
sure.
I guess. And so, but that's not something you're going to start as a five-year-old.
No.
So you need, you know, a mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whatever, to start that for
oh, yeah. you.
You
hand me the package of the action figure when I'm a kid, and I'm tearing it
oh,
right open.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if you watch American Pickers, you'll find that, too, where they will find toys that are still in their original package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's clear that no kid got near that.
Yeah. Right. Someone texted in and said they still have an unopened Exxon Tiger tail that hangs
oh,
out
yes.
of the gas tank.
I remember those
yep,
as well.
I remember that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's isn't that strange when
oh,
you think
I
about
know.
That's how they used to have to market. I mean, to get people to.
Well, and I don't know if it's what it was like back in the day, but if you really were kind of a, you know, you went to one gas station, you
yep.
used one type of gas, and that was kind of your thing. Because nowadays, I think it's just, oh, who has the cheapest gas?
Sure, there's no brand loyalty.
There's no brand loyalty whatsoever.
Well, and they tried to say, you know, we have additives that they don't
right.
have. No, no, look, I just got to get from here to here, and I'm going to do it as cheaply as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, then that'll be fine.
Of course, Mr. Downs texted in to remind us about Beanie Babies.
We did that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wasn't listening.
And how valuable they aren't.
Aren't.
Yeah, and they are not.
Just
That's
like
exactly
my
right.
Pez dispensers.
And see,
I have all 1,800 or whatever.
Is that right?
I don't have that many, but I
have
a
lot. Really?
I have a lot.
What got you started on that?
I can't remember,
okay.
but I just know that I would get them every year for Christmas. You know, and they're not expensive. So, but every year for Christmas and birthdays and all sorts of stuff, I'd get at least one or two Pez dispensers. And they are right now in Tupperware somewhere.
All right. And see, somewhere out there. There is somebody who's thinking about how, okay, Pez dispensers is a good example of
mm-hmm.
how, okay, at one point in your life, you thought that was okay.
Yep.
Well, then what happens is your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins.
Oh,
all
Chelsea
go,
loves Pez dispensers.
That's right. So get those for
get her.
Her
Pez dispenser.
And you open them up and go, ah.
I still get them every once in a while.
Hello.
You know, this is not toys, but if you had bought $1,000 worth of Amazon stock in 97,
yeah.
500,000 today.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you. Which, by yesterday was a pretty interesting day. I just happened to be watching Fox Business. Alphabet, that's the Google people, okay? They closed at $996 a share.
Woo!
Okay. Amazon went up over $1,000 a share yesterday. Let that sink in for just a minute. $1,000 a share for Amazon, which, by the way, for the first, I don't know, dozen years, Jeff Bezos is saying, give me your money. Oh, no, I'm not making money. No, I'm not, but we will.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and now he's living up to it.
Guess what? He is. I got to find the stat on this because I think we had three stocks yesterday that closed at $996 a share. And what they said was, I believe, 43 cents of every dollar that is spent. Here it is. Amazon accounts for 43 cents of every dollar spent online in the United States. You think about that for a second.
Almost half.
I mean, and consider how much money is spent Online.
Yeah. Right.
Online.
Amazon is the first place people think of most of the time.
Yep. First time in its 20-year history as a publicly traded company. The top five companies besides Amazon, all pretty well known. That would be Apple. That would be Alphabet. That would be Microsoft. And that would be Facebook. Yeah. And you think about that. Oh, yeah, you weren't able to buy it, was $38, dang. And I'm not going to buy that. That's too expensive.
Exactly.
I'm not going to pay $38 for that.
Man.
So anyhow, it was a pretty big day yesterday on Wall Street. Okay, so you're going, I know. I'm waiting because tonight the Powerball is worth $302 million.
Ooh, that's what I was waiting for.
That's it. That's a third of $1 billion. So I don't know if that'd get you up off the couch or not, but if it does... Man. The cash value is 187.
How does the Powerball work? What do you have to do? Guess numbers?
No, you don't. You can just say, give me a quick pick.
Oh, so you don't have to pick your numbers.
No, the machine will just do that for you. But then there are other people who, you know, put together kids' birthdays or whatever.
Yeah, superstitions.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite numbers.
Right, they do. And they
like
make
that.
It easy for you. I mean, I think you
no,
can.
No, because then the kid's going to go, hey, if I wasn't born on that day, you wouldn't have won.
That's right.
Therefore, you owe me money.
Listen to you.
I was part of it. Don't let anyone get
right.
in on that action.
That's right. That's the logical progression. Well, hey, that's when I came out, so that part of that is me.
Exactly.
Right. Anyhow, the cash value
you
is $187 million.
Oh,
I don't want to tell you there's your chances are like 292 million to one,
a lot.
But you know,
no, it's fine.
What the
that's
heck?
A number we don't need to know.
Yeah, you got a couple of bucks. You know, you can eat a cheaper lunch today and do that, right? Okay. All right. So there really are TV shows out there. You know, the TV shows that were really great in the beginning of the series.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't wait to watch every time the new episode came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From a personal standpoint, I showed tremendous control. I only watched one episode of House of Cards yesterday.
Good for you.
One.
I know.
Trying to make it last.
Yeah, well, I won't. I'll dig through. But baseball playoffs are starting. I don't know. I'm conflicted. I may have to stay up and lose sleep to be able to watch what Frank's going to do.
No.
Anyway, but here's the deal. We all have those shows like that.
Right.
So how about those ones that have stayed on the air a little bit longer than they should have?
The old Shark Jumpers.
There are some of those. If you answered yes to the first two questions, then clearly you know there's yet another category of TV shows that managed to completely wear themselves out with viewers. Here's the list of shows that they say should have been long gone long ago. Number one, boy, it's true, American Dad. Have you seen this show?
No, I haven't.
Well, yeah, I'm embarrassed to say I've seen
episodes,
one of them. Yeah, just, okay.
One.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Time for that to be over? Oh, yeah. Judge Judy, have we had enough of her?
Is that still
wow.
on?
It is still on.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Storage Wars. Okay. I watched 15 minutes of one of those. Have you seen them?
I saw about like 15 minutes of that.
It's on Stars for
storage units.
Yeah. Well, they go cut the locks off, and apparently there are characters who do this. And I'm sure they make a lot of money, and that's just fine. There are people who say that Big Bang Theory shouldn't be on
really?
Anymore.
Really?
Yeah. When a massive hit of a sitcom comes along, there comes a point where it gets almost too big. In the case of Seinfeld, it became apparent, and they couldn't keep getting much bigger much longer, and they didn't. I remember reading a book about that.
Right.
They just said, we've run our course. But I don't know. I mean, they're going to do
they're going to do
a prequel, aren't they? With
the little Sheldon
thing. So that may work. Shameless. I was embarrassed to turn that on.
Oh, really? I've heard good things about it.
Oh, it's a strange show.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Here's one that a general manager of a local radio station watched.
Uh-huh.
Emerald City.
Didn't watch that.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that one either.
Chicago Justice, that one is already gone. So there you go. Those are the eight shows. And we didn't even bring up Jerry Springer.
Wait, that's not still on, is it?
I don't think so, it probably stayed on longer than it should have.
But that happens with shows because it's like, you know, they were saying with the Big Bang Theory, eventually your characters, you know, when you first meet them, you don't know anything about them, but then eventually their character development happens over the course of the years, and eventually they just kind of develop into caricatures of themselves. Some things that happened in the earlier seasons.
Right.
Well,
you know.
And again, I'm not a fan of the show, but it's amazing that The Simpsons has stayed on as long as it has. How could they go through so many different plot lines and still have some?
Now it's funny that they're still just on.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the joke now.
Probably is part of the deal. Look, we're still here.
We're still here.
And after all, I think yesterday we said Homer's was inducted, if you will, into the Baseball Hall of Fame. How to clean your house in less than 5 minutes?
Don't do it.
Yeah, no. We'll tell you about that in a little bit later, and that's the next half hour. Right now, let's have a look at the weather. And it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 88. We'll continue that pattern, I think, all the way through the weekend. But the chances of rain are going to increase. It's about 30% for this afternoon and tonight. It doubles to 60% on Thursday, and we'll have 50% on Saturday, so that you know, and about 40% on Sunday. But kind of warm temperatures. Mostly, though, it's going to be muggy, too, because of those chances of showers. Low temperatures each night will be in the lower 70s. Right now, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 72.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 16th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 16th. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last weekend, a reporter for the Washington Post, Matt O'Brien, attempted to explain why Republicans are so bad at health care. That's the title of his article. The real reason Republicans are supposedly so bad is the Republicans are opposed to the redistribution of wealth. And today, health care is all about redistribution, taking money from some people and giving it to others. O'Brien says the Republicans' problem is they're looking for a health care system that does not rely on redistribution. Mr. O'Brien has stumbled onto the real reason there's so much discord in our country. Liberals used to say the government was needed to provide a health care safety net for those too poor to pay for it themselves, but that's not the case anymore. Now, health care isn't about health at all. It's class warfare, taking money from successful, productive achievers and spreading it around to as many people as possible for votes and political power. And that's what the end game has always been for liberals, and Obamacare was a giant step toward that goal. It's why liberals insist that somebody else has to pay for everything, from birth control to annual checkups. Redistribution is deadly to a healthy economy. Punishing achievers kills job creation and innovation. It pits Americans against each other, and no matter how much money is taken, it's never enough. That is why Obamacare must be repealed, not replaced with Obamacare Lite, but simply erased.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code Rush. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The woman who led Blinn College's Bryan campus for 21 years has died. Barbara Pearson, who retired as vice president in 2012, spent 37 years at Blinn in a variety of positions. She began as a history teacher and later was the campus bookstore manager and an academic advisor. Pearson became the Bryan campus director in 1991 when Blinn was located in the former Townshire Shopping Center on Texas Avenue. She was promoted to Blinn vice president in 1995 and continued in that role until she retired in 2012. Visitation is Friday from 5:30 until 8:30, and services are Saturday afternoon at 1, both at Hillier Funeral Home and College Station. Tickets are now on sale for the 2017-18 Steppin' Out season of Opus. Executive Director Ann Black and other officials announced the season's lineup yesterday.
The students will be very excited about Kinky Boots, and we're excited to have that title so soon off Broadway. Cinderella is another title that people are really excited about, and The Wizard of Oz. So a lot of very family-friendly things on this season. Then we have Chicago. And Chicago was the number one choice by subscribers, non-subscribers, and students, which is very rare on the survey to get everybody agreeing on one show.
Black says the new Opus season includes two special events promising good vibrations. The Beach Boys will be in town for one night. Ticket information and the entire Opus lineup is online at WTAW.com. A longtime Brazos County assistant county attorney who worked closely with county commissioners is headed to the Hill Country. Bill Ballard, who recently retired after 27 years handling civil issues, starts tomorrow in a similar position with Kendall County in Bernie.
It's a very rewarding job, and the people that we work with are wonderful public servants and makes the job very easy.
Ballard will miss community roles, including service on the BTU Board of Directors.
That's a hard part of this retirement. I've resigned from the Boys and Girls Club board. I've resigned from the BTU board, but I'll continue to serve until a replacement is found. And some other local boards that I work on, like the Lions Club.
Taking over for Ballard is Bruce Arrett. A College Station man with a prior conviction for drunk driving who was out on bond from a DWI arrest in February is accused of causing a fatal crash early yesterday morning.
College Station police arrested 36-year-old Andrew Gadilla for DWI with a prior conviction and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Investigators say a truck driven by Gadilla pulled out of the Days Inn onto Texas Avenue, causing a southbound motorcyclist to rear end the truck. The motorcyclist, a 22-year-old man from Bryan, was killed. His name has not been released. The crash closed Texas between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap for 7 hours. According to online records, Gadilla is awaiting trial on a charge of driving with a blood alcohol level of more than 0.15. And in 2006, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for arson and possessing illegal drugs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A person of interest has been identified by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office in the death of a local man north of Bryan early yesterday morning. A photo of 28-year-old Matthew Brown is online at WTAW.com. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart said Brown and the victim, 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr., knew each other. Neither Brown or Goodman lived at the home where Goodman's body was found on the driveway. Stewart said Goodman died following an undisclosed altercation. The only visible wound Goodman had was on his head, which Stewart declined to identify. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of the death. Freedom lasted less than 2 days for one of three escapees from the Bryan Federal Women's Prison Camp. The U.S. Marshal's Office reports 27-year-old Yesenia Frausto was arrested Monday night in Midland. She and the others serving time on drug-related sentences walked out Saturday night. Photos of all three escapees are online at WTAW.com. One of the bills that made it to Governor Greg Abbott's desk this legislative session was the so-called David's Law. The bill, which strengthens the penalties for cyberbullying, is named after David Molak, who committed suicide at his parents' San Antonio area home. His mother, Maureen Molak, wants the governor to come to San Antonio.
It would be great for them to be able to see that this is a priority of our governor and that we're not going to idly sit by and let this happen to another family.
The bill also gives school districts more power to go after the bullies. The victim's older brother, Chris, worked on the legislation while attending Texas A&M, and Chris received support from his fraternity. There is another delay in the criminal trial against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's after a federal appeals court sided with Paxton and will appoint a new judge to preside over the charges of securities fraud. Paxton successfully argued the original trial judge lacks authority to preside over the case since it was moved to Houston from McKinney. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil, oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule. All you gotta
do is Take 5. Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. It's summertime, you know, almost officially, and the weather's feeling like it.
Partial sunshine at times today. Other times we're dealing with quite a bit of cloudiness. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this afternoon. Temperatures today, 85 to 90 degrees. Clouds tonight, the risk of some showers and storms, 70 to 75 overnight. Showers and thunderstorms are still possible into tomorrow, 85. By Friday, we're partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or storm and a high of 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M Athletic Director Scott Woodward commented on the upcoming football season on the Paul Feinbaum Show yesterday. Meanwhile, Texas Athletic Director Mike Perrin will be allowing recruit Reese Lato to play football despite his misdemeanor drug charge. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers and the Astros earned wins last night over the Rays and the Twins. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we probably ought to wait until summertime to do this story. But NASA that has put people on the moon, NASA that has put rovers on Mars, NASA that has now successfully traveled between the rings of Saturn and exploring far beyond the solar system, now going to the place where nobody's gone before, the sun. That's not going to end well when you get there.
No. I don't think so.
Anyhow,
I hear it's pretty warm.
They will announce later this week that they will launch their Solar Probe Plus. Oh, it's the Solar Probe Plus.
Oh, it's sunproof.
So much better than just the regular Solar Probe. But wait, there's more. Never mind.
And when anyway. It burns up, it'll be called the waste of money.
Yes. Okay, so sometime between July 31st and August 19th, which is a really pretty hot time here on Earth, so I can imagine heading toward the sun. After launching the probe, we'll begin its exploration, zooming past Venus and Mercury on its way to an orbit of the sun. Refinery29.com says a formal announcement from NASA with all the details will be held later on today. So,
I mean, in fairness, I don't think the time of year matters for how hot the sun is.
I think it's going to be that same temperature when you get there, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a condition doctors use to only see... That caused the phones to start ringing.
Ooh.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, man, they're going at night.
The sun will be out by then.
Hello.
Hello, hello. But it's all going to be safe because they're going to do it at night.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Man.
We're going at night. All right, anyhow, a condition that doctors used to only see in factory workers becoming widespread, CBS News says the condition has been renamed smartphone thumb. That's what they're calling it now.
Oh, God, I mean, what anything, is this?
Well, it was repetitive motion, you know, and carpal tunnel and all those sort of things. But now they're going to call it smartphone thumb because, well, it comes from those repetitive movements of texting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm an old guy. I don't do that. I don't do the double thing. I just don't. I'm sorry. I either talk to text or I swipe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while I may hit numbers, but like I was trying to send a text to a guy yesterday, and I sent it at 7 o'clock, and I really didn't mean to because I was trying to edit it. But, you know, that's a whole other story. But it's all right. He said he was awake. Anyhow, so are you both two-handed texters?
Oh, yeah. I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you started that way, right?
Probably, yeah.
It's not something that you probably grow into, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah, I remember using, the numbers on the phones to, like, you know, ABC, DEF, you know, like all that
same,
stuff.
Same.
Having to click it numerous times to get to the letter you wanted.
And you can call it what, no kidding, I do remember those. You can call it whatever you want to, smartphone thumb or whatever, but it's basically tendonitis. Because when you use those tendons and you do that over and over again, they become inflamed. So the Mayo Clinic says more and more people are complaining about this type of pain in their thumb. The frequency of how we use our smartphones combined with the awkward movements that we are forced to use has caused this pain.
Interesting.
Now, if it had been, it makes me wonder because if BlackBerry's had continued.
Right.
Because BlackBerry's had raised numbers, raised keys, like a typewriter, if you will. So would you have maybe held it in your left hand and actually used four of your fingers to type if BlackBerry's would have ended up being the ubiquitous thing? Okay, think you still would have
held it in two hands? Yeah, okay. Sure.
Anyhow, to prevent the problems, give your thumbs a break by using other fingers. Dedicate yourself to do that.
I know, right? It's like you have to do practice.
Right.
Which I guess sometimes, I mean, depending on what I'm doing, I'll use my index finger.
Well, and again, And in most cases, and again, if you can, if it works out, there may be situations where you can't talk to text, but that voice control is there and it's available if you want to do that. And then also they say perform daily stretching exercises with your wrists and fingers to keep your tendons limber. What I want you to do is walk down the hallway of your job today doing that. Make sure you're flexing your thumbs and your tendons. I mean, look at that. You can do it. You're doing it right now. See? Do that as you walk down the hall and see what people think.
Yep.
Right? Just saying.
Exercising.
Hello?
You know, the voice recognition technology has gotten pretty good. You can just talk to your phone now and it'll type it out, although you do occasionally get some weird words.
You do get some strange words, and that's true. But, you know.
But that's fun. It's like a riddle for your
friend.
It is
for the people you're sending it to. What did you mean by that? Because it. And again, I know the phones think they're so smart because we call them smartphones, don't we? Do you call your kid a smart kid? Do you do it every time you talk about them? Think about that, huh?
Thanks, Mom.
Think about that. Call them a smart kid every time.
I don't think I refer to mine as a smartphone. Okay. I just call it my phone.
Your phone, right. But nonetheless.
Because I feel like all of them are smartphones now. I know that there are some out there that aren't.
Flip phones.
I know.
It's okay.
Some people still have them.
They do. That's right. But. All right, so having a beautiful, spotless living space, better than gold until, well, the people that live there come in and mess it up. So what you should do, since you probably feel like if you're having to tidy up after people, then it's a never-ending battle. But a lady named Becky Rupchink from Clean Mama is here to save the day. Clean Mama, how to clean your house and keep it clean for longer than 5 minutes. Pick up everything on the floor in the living room before bed. Then fold the blankets and fluff the pillows.
Okay.
Unload the dishwasher. Put the dishes in their place after dinner and scrub out the sink. No!
That takes longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Becky, don't. Becky! We're not going to do that. We have to go sit down and watch television or go outside or go someplace. We don't have time to actually do that. Okay? Wipe down the bathroom counters every day. Squeegee off the shower after you're done and hang the towels up to dry. Okay, well, some of that's done, you know. Then make your bed before you leave the house. Pick up any clothes that are on the floor, throw them in the hamper. You come home to a clean home. Oh, wait, it's summer, your kids are home. They're gonna trash the house while they're gone. Or do you make them while they're home, not working, do they have to clean the house?
So yeah, I was always left with a list.
Ah, very good.
I was always left with a list of things to do while I was at home over summer break.
But you think about that, that's good because then there's a list and you can actually check those things off as you do that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I used to get a list too, but I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, see, then there's that.
I would definitely try to avoid things on the list.
Then there's that. All right, so it is summertime. It's still nice enough to be outside at least part of the day. And I think we can all agree that the smell of cut grass is pretty neat.
I smelled it the other day, and it seemed like for the first time in a long time.
Okay.
Because we have a lawn service at the duplex I live in, so. But I was walking my dog, and someone else was outside mowing their lawn.
So you can enjoy the efforts of other people. Right.
It was great. But
Understand that.
It smelled good.
It does. But that lovely scent of cut grass is, in fact, your grass that is
dying.
Basically, no, it's in anguish. It is reeking in anguish. It is. It's being attacked, you see. When attacked, plants release airborne chemical compounds. And now scientists say that plants use these compounds almost like a language, notifying nearby creatures that if there's anybody out there that can rescue them from
help.
What's happening. Exactly. It's a cry for help. A group of German scientists studying wild tobacco plants noticed that the compounds it released it's called green leaf volatiles, GLVs. They are very specific. When the plants were infested by caterpillars, the plants released a distress GLV that attracted predatory bugs who would then eat the caterpillars.
Huh.
According to Science, where the research is published in a study that they did not too long ago, that's what happens, is it releases these compounds that let you know that they are in distress. Please come and save it.
Well, if the grass didn't want us to cut them, then they shouldn't have made their distress signal smell so good.
Yeah.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the Texas A&M softball team is in Oklahoma City gearing up for the College World Series. It's the Maroon and White's first trip to the series since 2008. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the trip.
You know, we always talk about just getting on I-35 North and getting to Oklahoma City, just to remind us that that's where we need to be every year.
The Aggs face Florida tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, Texas A&M Athletics Director Scott Woodward joined the Paul Feinbaum Show yesterday on the beaches of Destin, Florida, where the SEC is holding its annual spring meetings. Here's Woodward.
Last year was extremely disappointing. You know, we were as highly ranked as four and got up there and played very well, hard competitive games, and fell off like we've been doing. We just want to make darn sure that we're going to get it right. But Coach knows he has to win, and he has to win this year, and we have to do better than we've done in the past.
Coach Kevin Sumlin enters his sixth season at Texas A&M, where he's led the Aggies to a 44-21 overall mark and a 21-19 SEC record. Elsewhere, Bryan High head baseball coach David Powers is retiring after 34 years at Bryan ISD. Here's Powers.
Saturday at graduation, I got to stand and get a picture taken with three of my guys that were my players way back when I coached freshman football, you know, Alfred Scott and Justin Smith, who are now principals and assistant principals in Bryan ISD. To have great men like that to say, hey, you made a difference, coach, you know, and to come back and give to our community there, there are my memories and there are victories as a coaching staff right there, men like that.
Powers began his coaching career at Stephen F. Austin Middle School in 1983 and served as an assistant under Harry Francis from 1996 to 2004 before taking over as head coach at Bryan. In 13 years, he led the Vikings to 10 playoff appearances and two district titles. In Austin, Texas will allow a football recruit to join the team whose felony drug charge was reduced to a misdemeanor in a plea deal. Athletic director Mike Perrin said yesterday he met with Reese Lato and his parents and gave the decision to let him play, quote, considerable reflection. Lato was arrested in February and charged with felony drug possession with intent to distribute within 2,000 feet of a school. Police said Lato had 20 Xanax pills and about $1,300 in cash. In Major League Baseball,
the 0-1, swinging a drive, well-hit ball, deep out into left center field. This one's got a chance, and it is gone! Back of the Tampa Bay bullpen, Elvis Andrews!
Elvis Andrews had a career-high 5 RBIs, and the Texas Rangers rallied to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 9-5 last night. The Rangers hope to claim the series with the Rays tonight in Arlington at 7.05 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis,
first pitch, ground ball, over the glove of Adrianzen, down the left field line. Scoring is Breckman. Springer around third. He'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Altuve and a 4-2 lead for the Astros.
Jose Altuve had four hits and two RBIs. Mike Fiers struck out eight over six innings in his bid to retain a spot in Houston's banged-up rotation. And the Major League-leading Astros beat the Minnesota Twins 7-2 last night for their sixth straight victory. The Astros look to keep the streak alive today against the Twins in Minnesota. First pitch for that one's at 12:10 p.m.
And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir. It's time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, the 2500 HD LTZ four-door crew cab. It's got the Duramax 6.6 liter V8 turbo diesel, and you're going to get this one for only $46,388. Long list of specs on that one, I know, but you can find all the information you actually need on that truck, plus a whole lot more, at teamofnavasota.com. You can also find the link to Texas Custom Outfitters there where you can dude up that truck any way you want to. That is the deal of the day. Thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. And again, you can find all the details at teamofnavasota.com.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
The Texas LODD Task Force proudly presents the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan, followed by a First Responder Festival at the Sue Haswell Park. There'll be a kickball tournament, first responder demonstrations, games, entertainment, and more. The event raises awareness of the sacrifices first responders make and raises money to support the families of fallen first responders. Bring the entire family out for the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kyrus Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kyrus. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrus. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Morning, Beth. 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, Google, because it had time to do this, is put together a list of the words that are misspelled most often by state.
Finally.
Okay, by state. Okay, like for instance, in Texas, it's maintenance, okay? Think about these words. Can you spell these words properly? Maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, it's receipt. In Louisiana, it's gaff. Okay. I don't know why this is, but in South Dakota, it's college.
Oh, that's yikes.
That's rather embarrassing,
maybe
isn't it?
They spell it like collage. They're really into arts and crafts up there
could
in
be.
South Dakota.
All right.
That's a couple of ironic ones there. College for one and then gaff for another.
Yep. Sauerkraut, I'll give that to Pennsylvania. That's pretty good
that they
they have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Beautiful is the top misspelled word in Ohio, Kentucky,
understandable.
And Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
It's got that triple vowel thing going on.
Yep. Oh, in California, too. That's
maybe they just don't use it very often.
Well,
oh, in California, but they are beautiful people.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Hallelujah in Delaware, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That one, you kind of get into the middle of and you look around and go, where am I in this word?
And J's and yeah.
Probably the scariest one of all, the most misspelled word in Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Just letting you know.
Oh.
I'm glad we live in a state where it's easy to spell.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Yeah. British Airways is refusing to pay for flights of passengers who were stranded on other airlines because of their computer outage. How does that work? Wasn't it their fault? Just saying. That's British Airways. And this is just, I mean, I saw the headline on this story. I didn't believe it. Here you go.
Fresh from receipt.
No, that's
from President.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not it. Dang, I hate when that happens. All right.
Yeah.
Hang on. All right. One more time. Okay, take two.
Fresh from receiving an ear-bashing from President Trump for not spending enough on defense, Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel feeling a more acute kind of oral pain after Belgium's Princess Astrid fired the starting pistol for a running race next to his ear. Prime Minister Michel said to be suffering from partial deafness and tinnitus or ringing in his ears, and rescheduling some appointments to have tests on his hearing. Photographs show the Prime Minister flinching as the gun went off. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
That's tinnitus for us Americans.
That's right. So as you've got the Prime Minister, now deaf in one ear, Burger King waging its own Game of Thrones in Belgium. The fast food company has launched a mock election online asking Belgians to decide which is better, the Burger King mascot or their actual king, King Philippe. The site says two kings, one single crown, who shall reign? A spokesman for Belgium's royal family expressed disapproval, clearly, of using the king's picture in advertising for a burger joint.
Yeah.
A Burger King spokesperson says the royal family was not contacted directly. They'll be counting votes till June 19th, and I guess they'll let him know if he gets to keep his job. Huh? About 88 for a high temperature today. Slight chance of showers. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station.